The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells. Call 732-545-9282. 732-545-WCTC.
You're with Jared. I can't hear you. All right, this is the Garden Show on 1450 WCTC. It's Jared, and I am going to step out for a second, and hopefully Peggy will be with us when we get back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
I am a veteran. And my victory was finding the strength to be a champion.
I am a veteran. My victory is having a job I can be proud of.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
My victory was finishing my education.
Mine is proving a disability is not a limitation.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
My victory is having my new battle buddy.
As veterans face their challenges, DAV is there to help for victories great and small.
I'm a veteran, and my victory is getting the help I needed to put my life back together.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support.
I'm a veteran. My victory is being there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Oh, my name is Jared, and I had a liver transplant. My wish was to go to Dinosaur National Monument.
We had a wonderful time, didn't we?
I loved it. They had all different kinds of footprints from all different kinds of dinosaurs. I think there was a Triceratops and something else that was really large. Oh, that's a Stegosaurus. His brain was the size of a golf ball. He couldn't figure out what was what. Guess how large a Brachiosaurus' heart is? It's larger than me!
There was a time when we didn't know if he'd even be able to travel. So, this, you know, we enjoy watching him do everything.
Make-A-Wish is a nice place.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
And share the power of a wish.
My lucky day.
Babe! Babe!
I'm right here.
Oh, hey. Could you tie my shoes? Because, you know, I can't with...
Your lobster claw hands. You know, I don't think this is working out.
I hope this isn't because of my... Because if it is, I think that's pretty superficial of you.
What? Yes. No. You're a karmic nightmare. I mean, why do you think you suddenly grew lobster claws for hands?
It's just a bug or something.
You have bad karma. What were you doing right before the claws?
Nothing. Shooting bottle rockets at paddle boats.
Right. So maybe some good karma, like helping out in the community, working at a soup kitchen, something.
Or maybe there's a lotion or something, a cream.
Lobster boy cream?
Yeah, something like that. Okay, fine. Hug?
No.
Stay on the universe's good side. Volunteer, vote, get involved, and get yourself to getgoodkarma.org. Getgoodkarma.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Welcome back to The Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester-Howells, and I'm calling in on my cell phone, even though I'm in the studio. We're having some issues, so please bear with us. I think I'm speaking to Adrian. Are you with us, Adrian?
It's coming on right now.
Hello. How are you, Peggy? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I lost Adrian. Okay, so we're going to go back to a break because nothing's working. So just tune back in a minute or two. Jared, the magician, is trying to figure this all out. So we'll be back after this.
Now the 1450 WCTC forecast. Clouds and a few breaks of sun today. There'll be a little drizzle around this morning and a shower. Then most of the day should stay dry in the low 80s. Tonight mainly cloudy, areas of fog, perhaps a shower. Near 70. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Any showers or thunderstorms end early in the evening, with temperatures falling back to about 70, patchy fog overnight, and Tuesday, increasing clouds, upper 80s. I'm WeatherWorks' Tony Salimo on 1450 WCTC.
While back pain can have different causes, at the Center for Back Pain at Hackensack Meridian JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, they only have one goal, to return you to a full and healthy life. Their specialists use a wide range of innovative treatments, including physical therapy, injection treatments, and when necessary, the least minimally invasive surgery. The result? A healthier spine and a happier you. See a doctor at HackensackMeridianHealth.org/backrehab or call 732-897-2225. Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better.
It was long ago, back in 1904, that the Vardy family planted their first crops in the rich, fertile soil atop the Watchung Mountains in the little town of Warren. And with each passing year, families near and far shared in the bountiful harvest at Vardy Farms. Today, Vardy Farms still offers your family the best of everything. Farm fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh baked pies and breads, international cheeses, gourmet and organic food items, Dewey Meadow chicken pot pies, What's the Scoop ice cream, and Spring Run dairy chocolate milk, made the old-fashioned way from whole milk. Vardy's now has fresh local corn, tomatoes, white and yellow peaches, plums, nectarines, and watermelons, all to make for the perfect picnic. Vardy's now carries all your backyard chicken supplies and feed. Vardy Farms Garden Center now has colorful fall mums for your garden, Halloween decorations, and more. So load up the kids and come on down to the farm this weekend. Vardy Farms is on Washington Valley Road in Warren and that newfangled internet at VardyFarms.com. Vardy Farms, over 100 years old and still growing.
Once the game ends, check in with Coach Yano's press conferences, highlights, news, notes, and scores from around the Big Ten on the Rutgers postgame show, right here in your home for Rutgers Scarlet Knights football, 1450 WCTC, 93.5 FM, and WCTCAM.com. Brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center, and Richter Leon, LLC.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Hi, this is Montel Williams for the Humane Society of the United States. They're playful and affectionate, aloof and mysterious. They're also the most frequent occupants of America's animal shelters, where millions end up each year. They're cats, America's most popular pets, but also the pet most likely to die prematurely from disease, poison, animal abuse, and collision with vehicles because many people let their cats roam freely. To protect your cats from harm, please keep them indoors. A safe cat is a happy cat.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells.
Welcome back to the garden. So, running around like crazy person, getting wires and trying to make this. So, it's called. Get him back. The number, if you want to call through, is 732-545-9282. If you're out of the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. Okay, so we're going to do the best we can right now. I do have a couple of fun things that I want to share with you. I saw a movie this week that somebody put together for me a long time ago, created just for me. It was a great movie. It was called Green Fingers. And it was about Helen Mirren and some cute guy, I don't remember, Clive Owen, I guess. I don't recognize him from anything else, although I looked him up, and apparently he's pretty successful. Movie's a little bit old, been around a while. I'm surprised I never heard of it. But it was in England, and it took place, and it was a interesting situation where they were doing this experimental incarceration without walls. And both lifers and short-term people, and as an incarcerated person, you had to earn your way into this no-walls jail. And they discovered gardening, and they started a new opportunity for people to garden. And eventually, they entered some huge gardening competition, something like the Philadelphia Flower Show, only in England. And the ups and downs, of course, there was a little romance in there thrown in, but it was a great story, and they began to win medals. And it was actually totally successful as a rehab process for these people that were in jail. Considering I taught in two different jails at different times in my career, one was just an all-day kind of thing at the Rahway State Prison, which was a totally intimidating experience, but also very exciting. And then for 2 years, I taught a 10-week gardening session at the county facility, which was, of course, for much more short-term kind of residents. But the idea was, just like in the movie, to provide an opportunity for people to develop a skill that they could then use to get a job and maybe help rehabilitate them and forget them and to come back in. Yeah, so that they would not. What's the term? There's a term for that. I can't remember the exact term. But of people going to jail, getting out of jail, and coming back. And this was to help them have a career and get a job. So since it related so close to me, I really enjoyed it. But it was also a great movie entirely on its own. So if you want to find it on whatever streaming service you have, it's called Green Fingers, and I absolutely loved it. All right, so reach Adrian now. Adrian, are you with us?
Hello.
Adrian.
Hello.
Adrian, hi, Adrian, can you hear me?
Hello,
I guess. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me at all? Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very faint.
On my phone, going through the system, it's not ideal.
All right.
So what's your question?
All right. Well, if you could make me disappear like that with the IRS, I would be eternally grateful. So, anyway, my query is, what is the optimum time for harvesting pumpkins? Because I've never grown them before until this year.
All right. Well, it's very interesting because my son TJ is here, and he may be able to give you a really good answer to that question because pumpkin season is upon us. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me, Adrian?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
How are you? Fine. How are you?
Good. Now my question is, did you buy these seeds at a garden center? Did you order them online? Did they come in a pack? Did they come in a bag? How did that all come about?
No, this is for harvesting the pumpkin. I planted the pumpkins from seeds many months ago, and they seem to be, they look like a pumpkin in the stewer. So they appear to be ready to harvest. But however, I keep thinking about that poem or whatever it is, when the frost is on the pumpkin. So I haven't seen any frost lately.
Well, I'm just asking because on the back of the pack of seeds, or even when you order them in bulk, it should say what the maturation period is for a pumpkin. I just spoke with my uncle the other day. He says, oh, well, the back of the seeds on his packet said 100 days, and he wasn't thinking about it when he put his pumpkins in. And yesterday he showed up at our road stand out in Chesterfield, and there was about 30 pumpkins that were ready to go. So it all comes down to, you know, you have to pay attention to that information on the back of the seed pack, and that'll give you a rough idea when you think your pumpkins are going to be ready.
The seed pack is most likely in the trash 3 months ago.
Okay, do you know if they're like a sugar pumpkin or a large pumpkin? Do you remember offhand by chance?
It looks like it's a sugar pumpkin about, about a foot long, a foot wide, something like that.
Chances are, if they've got orange on there, they're probably ready to come off the vine out there, Adrian. Normally, an average sugar pumpkin would take about 100 days for 100% maturation, and a lot of farmers usually do pumpkins early, and then there's farmers that put pumpkins in later to get through October and beyond. I know that in our area down in Burlington County, we have a lot of farmers that are going to begin picking pumpkins, actually, believe it or not, next week for Labor Day. So don't be afraid to pull them early if you do have them ready.
So what would happen if you leave them on the vine for a little longer? Is there a possibility of rot?
There is a possibility. Again, a lot of that comes down to, you know, what are your conditions? Are we going to have a lot more rain? Are we going to have another burst of heat where it's, you know, just a drought and hot and humid? You know, that's all things to take into consideration. I mean, do you have them in a shady area in the yard? Are they in full sun?
In full sun. And another thing that I did is that I put plastic product bags. I don't know if that tells you. But, I mean, in other words, they're bags, like, say, if you buy nuts or something like that. I figured that if I put them underneath, that it would stop them from rotting underneath. Now, I don't know if that was a good idea or not. But I've done that to about half of them, just experimenting.
I probably wouldn't suggest leaving them on the plastic, only because if it does get hot again after we have a significant rain, it's almost as if you were wearing a windbreaker and it was hot out. It's going to create a condensation, whereas like you would start sweating if you had a windbreaker on when the conditions were not appropriate for it. And again, are these pumpkins have a full color of orange to them? Are they half turned? Are they, you know, just starting to break as far as the orange color?
No, it is a full orange.
Okay, yeah. You're probably getting into being ready to pull them off in the next week or two, I would say. Otherwise, you do run the risk of them rotting.
Okay. And I also have something to report for Peggy about my tomatoes.
Okay.
I don't know if you can...
Go ahead.
Oh, you're listening. Okay. I didn't realize you were eavesdropping.
Oh, well...
We're trying.
We're trying. We're going to call it quits after this call, Adrian. It's just too complicated and not really working, but I really want to make sure I answer your questions first.
So, well, you asked me to keep in touch with you about the tomato situation. About, remember where I transplanted them into a pot, and then I put a lot of different. Oh no, I'm sorry about this. It's not tomatoes. It's that citrus plant.
Oh, the citrus plant. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember what happened, and I was asking you why it had yellow spots, and then you said, well, it's because you put the orange rinds in, dummy. So you said it was most likely too acidic.
And how's it doing now?
Well, so what I was thinking about the making it more basic and less acidic, so I thought, well, okay, what could be good for that if I were to put like any like potassium or sodium hydroxide in? Obviously wouldn't be too much. So I was thinking like, well, magnesium oxide, but then I thought about magnesium carbonate. In other words, this is just different like vitamins that people take.
Right.
You shouldn't
right.
take because you don't assimilate that form of magnesium that well. So I put that in and it seems to be doing better.
Well, that's good. You know, whenever you're trying to raise the pH, you can always just use a little pulverized lime, and that would help. But you should probably get a soil test and find out what the pH actually is before you start anything like that.
Yeah, I guess I should.
Yeah, so that might be helpful. But just putting it in fresh soil is probably a good start.
Well, I didn't do that. I just added it to the top of it, but they
should
be doing better.
Oh, okay.
It was magnesium carbonate powder.
Adrian, I never argue with success. So if it's working good, that's great. But you took all the orange peels out, I assume? Or were they on the bottom?
Well, they were in the bottom, but I also had a lot on the top. And I did much more than I generally do with the plants. The others are... I find that it works very good, very well, but I probably put way too much in with this one.
Okay. Well, then, like I said, I never argue with success. So if it's doing better, just keep doing what you're doing and keep your fingers crossed.
If only the rest of my life was as successful as this.
I wish that to everybody. I wish my transmission was that successful today. Because we're definitely going to call it quits right now.
Yeah, I wish you success with what's going on today.
Thank you so much. You have
all
a great week, Adrian. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, to everybody else that's listening, I apologize. I am going to say we are celebrating my birthday at home today, so not only did I get to see my son here, but he's coming to a barbecue this afternoon, and coming in. My husband's so cute, we invite some surprise guests, so I'm not sure who else is coming. I expect this all to be taken care of by next week, and I will be back then. I will see you then. Until then, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Now the 1450 WCTC forecast. Clouds and a few breaks of sun today. There'll be a little drizzle around this morning and a shower. Then most of the day should stay dry in the low 80s. Tonight mainly cloudy, areas of fog, perhaps a shower near 70. Tomorrow mix of sun and clouds, showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Any showers or thunderstorms end early in the evening with temperatures falling back to about 70. Patchy fog overnight. And Tuesday, increasing clouds, upper 80s. I'm WeatherWorks' Tony Salimo on 1450 WCTC.
Summer's all about getting outdoors, and 1450 WCTC wants to keep you in the know with the Mountain Minute. Listen weekdays around 3 p.m. for updates and all the hiking, biking, water activities, festivals, concerts, tubing, and more great things you could do with friends and family to keep you fit, active, and outside all summer long. That's the Mountain Minute around 3 p.m. each weekday on 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. Brought to you by Financial Resources Federal Credit Union, putting people first.
Rutgers Nation, Coach Chiano here.
We're back, and I can't wait for September 2nd. But we need you. We are going to get this done together. See you on the 2nd.
Rutgers football is back. Catch Coach Chiano and the Scarlet Knights Thursday, September 2nd at 6:30 p.m. for our home opener against Temple. Be loud, be proud, and wear red. That's Thursday, September 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Go RU, beat Temple. For tickets, visit scarletknights.com.
Are wasps, ants, spotted lanternflies, or bedbugs bugging you? Viking Pest Control can protect your home or business. For a limited time, new Viking Pest customers save $50. Get a free quote at vikingpest.com. That's vikingpest.com.
1450 WCTC has all things Somerset Patriots. Listen to the game, check out the podcast, and now see the Player of the Week. This week we're highlighting Oswald Peraza as our Player of the Week and Hayden Wesneski as our Pitcher of the Week. On WCTCAM.com.
It's a healthy start to a new day.
1450 WCTC and St. Peter's want you to enjoy better health. Go to WCTCAM.com for tips, advice, and information to help you stay fit and healthy. Whether you need to focus on concentration, juggle multitasking, make better dietary choices, or just feel better, visit WCTCAM.com and click on St. Peter's Better Health. It's brought to you by WCTC and St. Peter's University Hospital. Treating you better for life.
Moving is so much of who we are. It's easy to take it for granted. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society is a collective of passionate individuals united by a common goal to address the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS. We believe that moving is not just something you can or can't do, but rather is who you are. That if you are alive, you move along with, because of, and in spite of the great big turning world. Join the movement, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, at nationalmssociety.org.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on health care than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower health care costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians. Everyone is talking about health care these days.
Is it sunburn? Is it acne? Do you have irritated eyes? Any one of these signs could mean you have rosacea, often called the great imposter because it can look like so many other conditions. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet most don't know it. Rosacea typically begins after age 30 as a facial redness that grows increasingly persistent, and tiny blood vessels may appear. Left untreated, bumps and pimples often develop, and in some cases the eyes are affected, appearing watery and bloodshot. If you've been noticing a change in your facial appearance, it may be rosacea, the great imposter. Learn the signs of rosacea: facial redness, visible blood vessels, bumps and pimples, or irritated eyes. If you have any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and appropriate treatment before it gets worse. For more information, visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells. Call 732-545-9282. 732-545-WCTC.
Okay, we're trying this a whole new way. I'm in a new room, a room I've never been in before. Jared, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, great. All right, now we're working on getting TJ on the air.
Okay, we'll work on getting him on the air. I have two computer screens. I have two computer screens, and neither of them are on. How do I know if someone's calling?
I've got the phone and my computer screen right here. So
okay, so you will keep me posted?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I give the phone number in case anybody would like to call? Is that going to work?
Yes, you can.
Are we making progress?
I think this is progress.
It's sort of progress. Okay, the phone number here is 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282.
Okay, next question. Is TJ here?
TJ, are you with us? He's in another room, so I can't see him. I'm not sure.
Okay, not yet.
Okay.
We're going to keep working at this.
Now, Becky is in the big room where we usually are. I think she's under the desk. I don't know if she's still there. All right, well, maybe you could, when we have a second, could close the door so she doesn't end up wandering around the whole station. I'm not that she's likely to do anything, but I'm sure she's as confused as we are. So is TJ, he's locked in another little tiny room? These rooms keep getting smaller.
You.
What was that?
He's actually in a room behind you.
Okay. Is he in there? Can we hear him? Can you see him? I can't see anything.
I'm going to run into the big studio and see if I can see him.
Okay.
I cannot from here.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep on trying to patch him in.
Okay. And lock Becky in.
Yep. She is. Let me make sure she's in here. Yep. Oh, she is. I think I might have just accidentally woken her up.
Well, she'll go back to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
She's not a morning dog. she likes to sleep in the morning. Okay, so again, let me give the phone number. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. We need all the help we can get. So anybody who could call in and we can practice to see if this new setup is even going to allow us to do the show. So any of my regular listeners who may have all turned off the radio because I thought we weren't going to be able to do this, but I'm hoping that maybe some of you are still out there and can call in.
In just the right fit and size, oh. An overwhelming task.
Jared? Hello.
I'm here.
Okay, what was that?
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. All right, just to complicate matters even worse, the clock in here says it's 8:15. Okay, I've been doing the radio show here for 32 and a half years, and I was on the air doing spots and as a guest for 5 years before that. And today is a whole new experience. One never knows when something new is going to pop up in your world, and here it is. So back to the garden, there's a whole bunch of things that are going on. I did freeze some peppers this week, which is kind of nice.
News.
What?
I have Anne-Marie on one.
Oh, thank goodness. Anne-Marie?
I'm bailing you out, girl.
What? I'm like all over the place here. I'm trying to stay reasonably calm. My son came to join me today as a birthday surprise, which TJ, can you hear us? Are you still with us? Nope, apparently we lost him. And all hell broke loose. I guess one of those hurricanes came through here and just, you know, ripped everything apart.
Hurricane
Murphy.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? Okay. So so how are you?
I'm just great. I went to visit an old colleague from my working days, and he was visiting his boss, who ultimately was my boss as well. And guess what? She's growing in her garden.
What?
Brown cherries.
Oh, good. Well, they are awesome.
I'm talking about these cuckoo plants that I have this year that I never had before. And I said, and I have one I have ground cherries. I said, you do? She said, yes. I said, because I never heard of them. With that, she says, oh, yes, and you're taking a bag full home. I said, excuse me? And she said, oh, yeah, we have so many. I said, how many plants do you have? She said, two.
Oh, wow.
She didn't give me, I don't know, I should have weighed them, but I have a recipe that I'm now just pushed in the oven. For a coffee cake, I shelled 2 cups worth, and I probably could shell another cup at least.
Now, they're amazing, and they're absolutely delicious, and one of my favorite things in the garden for sure. So this year I'm going to add two things to my never plant again list and one thing to my have-to-have every year list.
Hey, what besides a lychee is going to Never Never Land?
Yeah, the tomatoes were a nightmare. They're just, as you know, they're just horrible plants, horrible fruits, just not worth ever growing, and the meanest plants I've ever grown with all those thorns. But the other one was the asparagus beans, the yard-long beans, the green beans that get to be 3 feet long. You know, it was really funny. I had them growing on the fence, and they were hanging over, and they were really attractive and interesting to look at, but they tasted like cardboard. And we had a big family party couple weeks ago, and my brother, Matt, my favorite brother that I adore, and he is an avid gardener also, and he said, that he grew those, and he brought them in the house, and he took one bite, and he went out, and he pulled them all out and got rid of them all because they were so awful. So it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me. It was definitely that they were horrible. So I'll never do them again.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
So,
but all the extra room you'll have now to try new things.
So the other thing, though, that I definitely will plant, you know, probably forevermore, was the kielbasa peppers. The kielbasa peppers were phenomenal, just really, really fun and delicious and easy and very colorful. And you can harvest them green, yellow, orange, or red. I mean, they come in.
Oh, my.
And the thing that I liked about them, I mean, you could just use them as peppers if you wanted to cut them up and throw them in a salad or cook them. We need a break. After Anne-Marie, we need a break. Okay. But the thing that I really liked about them is that they were perfect for grilling. Just whole, because they were long and skinny, and they cooked quick on the grill, but they were long enough that they never fell through.
Okay.
And then I did them with a little olive oil and garlic powder and a little salt, and then when they were all done, I covered them with Parmesan cheese. Oh, they were so good. They were so good. They were perfect for grilling.
Well,
so,
when we saw Anna in Jamesburg, she gave me two little peppers, which I didn't even know what they were because her husband had handed them to Art. I couldn't tell what they were. They were almost shaped like a flower. They were small, more flattened and not long like even a bell pepper gets. So I had to call her, and she said, oh, that's a pepper. Well, they were a light green, and they were on my counter, and then, like, in 2 days, they were turning yellow, and then I saved them a little bit longer, and they turned red. But they're really cute. I don't know what kind of pepper it is, but I saved the seeds. I will share with you.
Okay. Well, we don't know if it's some new hybrid, though. Maybe we should ask Anna.
Well, I don't know. I'll talk to her. I'll find out more.
Yeah, find out more.
They're really so cute.
So that would be worth trying for next year. So I was – so like I said, you know, two definitely not ever again. I'm up in the air about the whole artichoke thing since I was definitely successful with the artichokes in that all six plants produced an artichoke. But each one came in at a slightly different time, so there was never more than one artichoke available for harvest, and they were small, so it was hardly worth the effort to harvest them. So I left them, and they all bloomed these beautiful purple flowers, which were very pretty. But since I was successful and it still wasn't that great, I don't know that I'll ever do them again either.
And I think we sent you a picture when we were down in New Bern, North Carolina, in that colonial garden. They had artichokes, but the plants were huge. They had to be 8 or so feet tall, and the flowers were as big as a cabbage.
Yes, and that's because they probably overwintered successfully. And then the second year, that's the way you're really supposed to grow artichokes. And
they hadn't harvested them as artichokes for eating. They just left them to be flowers.
Well, they're pretty spectacular as flowers, which was, you know, so I didn't feel like I wasted the space in the garden because they were pretty spectacular. But here's something else.
What?
I still have not conquered the groundhog, which has made my vegetable garden very frustrating. But I got a really cool, very small birthday present from my husband. I think I'm getting another present today at the family party, so we'll see about that. But he got me a personal-sized wavy guy. You know those wavy guys that you see on the side of the road advertising, you know, different things? Well, he got me one. It's about maybe 15 inches tall, and it comes with its own little blower. And it's like a desk-size wavy guy. It is the cutest thing. I just, because every time I see them, I say I like those things. They make me smile. This one place had a giant blown-up gorilla, and it was tethered by wires, and it looked like he was chained. And I, every time we drove past that thing, I got upset because he looked like he was being tortured. He looked like the wires were attached to his nipples. I mean, it looked painful to look at this guy. And I found out that the town made them take him down, and now they have a whole bunch of wavy guys instead. And you go by, and there's all these wavy guys waving at you and smiling. And it, like, makes me want to go there, whereas the giant gorilla made me want to run the other direction. Yeah. So I talk about these wavy guys whenever we drive by. So so he got me my own wavy guy. But here's the thing.
Lucky girl.
Yes. How cool would a wavy guy be in the garden? Like a big wavy guy, not maybe a 40-foot wavy guy, but...
Well, I know, as long as the groundhog doesn't get smart enough to realize that it is only a wavy guy and not you out there gardening.
Well, yeah, this is all true, but number
maybe
one...
he needs to get one made that looks like you.
Or, I don't know, I think they come down all the way to the ground and they, you know, they hit the ground and then they go back up again. And they move constantly in different directions. So I'm going to add... Now, I think a 10-foot wavy guy, which is not that big. I mean, wavy guys, the original wavy guy was 60 feet. So he was an art installation. It comes, the little personal wavy guy comes with a book that tells you the history of wavy guy. So so you can go online and you can find them in all different sizes. And I think probably for a vegetable garden, a 10-foot wavy guy would probably be adequate. And they're like, you know, under $200. So I'm going to ask for a wavy guy for Christmas so that I can
put... But then how much garden space do you have to give up for him to flip up and down and not get caught in your plants?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, not too much. That is the idea. I'm hoping not at all because I have some wide paths down the middle. I'm hoping I can just put him in the path, in the middle of the path, and I'll try to put things around him that don't get too tall. Like maybe I'll put the tomatoes on the... closer to the edges so that he doesn't come close to them. I'll have to plan the garden around having wavy guy in the middle, but I think it's worth a try.
Okay. Art's all excited. He can't wait to come see it.
So, well, it won't be till next year, but I'm asking for, and they come in purple. So I can get a purple wavy guy. He'll be color coordinated with the house, and he'll be a modern day scarecrow. He'll be a scare wavy guy.
There you go.
But rather than running it all the time, Peggy, Tommy should invent a motion detector. So as soon as he detects,
it turns
on and scares him away.
Art, that is an awesome idea. That is, you might have to help us with that, Art.
Okay. Well, Art's other name is Rube Goldberg.
So I think that we have a plan. That first of all, I have to say that the groundhog is married.
And had kids.
Well, I'm afraid that that's probably next. I saw the two of them sitting in the middle of the backyard. I could see them from my kitchen door. And they were, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah,
just totally.
Themselves,
yep,
I
just
know.
Totally calm, cool, and collected. Okay. I have three dogs. They don't care. Of course, the only one that chases them at this point is Kusa, who weighs all of 6 pounds. If he ever catches them, he'll get the worst of that deal for sure. So I hope he doesn't actually ever catch them. But they avoid the traps. We've had no luck trapping them. So I'm hoping Wavy Guy will protect the garden next year. At least that is my plan. All right. Well,
Pods coming. Are they purple?
No, I don't. The thing is huge, and it's way above the top of the tower that I planted them on, and the tower's at least 6 feet, so, you know, they're getting up there. And I have I have no flowers on that, and I have no flowers on my moon vine either. I don't have as many of the moon flower as I used to. I had 12, and I think I'm down to 2. We talked about that.
I have a vine for you. I don't know what it is. It creeps over a fence from a neighbor's yard, and it gets maybe 4 or 5 blooms in a cluster, a long orange, coral orange flower.
Like a tubular flower? Like a tubular flower kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, why can't I think of the name of that?
It doesn't matter. Do you want some of that?
No.
No,
that's super aggressive.
It is. I know.
Trumpet vine. It's trumpet vine. And yes, and is it orange or red?
It's more orange.
Yeah, they're common. They're spectacular. And I love it when they cover telephone poles because they make ugly telephone poles really beautiful. But they will take over wherever they go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, other than that, I think the only thing I have for you is a rooted little piece of passion plant and a couple of balloon flowers.
Well, we need to, we keep saying this, we need to get together.
I know.
My last big party of the season is September 11th, and that is my 8th grade grammar school reunion.
Oh, wow.
And working furiously. Oh, and I'm also tiling the ceiling on the porch on the barn.
That I knew you were
doing. Yeah, I'm working on that, and I started grouting it this week.
Well, then we'll look for after the
The party, yes, after the party. We'll get on the calendar as soon as that's done, which is, like, right around the corner, so we will make plans.
Yeah.
All right, Emery, thank you for rescuing me. I think we're going to take a break. I can't see Jared from where I am. He waved a little sign in front of me.
At the beginning of this, we were just coming in from Mass, so I didn't know what was going on. At 8:30, it sounded like you were signing off and leaving early because you were celebrating your birthday. So
no, we were signing off because nothing was working. But nothing. In the regular studio, nothing is working. So
Oh, my goodness.
We were both, Jared and I, were both calling in on our cell phones.
Anyway,
I'm in, and my son's here. What, TJ, say hi to Anne-Marie. He's not in. He's in another room.
Okay.
He's in another room. We can't find him.
Times I'll get to meet him. I met Kira, so that's good. Okay, well, have a great time with your family, and a very happy birthday, because it's been celebrated more than once.
Yes,
so
it has.
Good.
But, you know, hey, when you get older, you might as well have a bigger party, right? So here we
Absolutely.
Are. Birthday week. Sounds like a plan. All right. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Give Art a hug. I'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a little break.
Wait. I'm sorry. Four
yes.
things, because I turns out we took our break already. I thought I had TJ on, but I guess I'll have to keep working on it. Can you try it one more time, TJ?
Nope.
Yes, not. Also, the Garden Show on the New Talk Radio 1450 WCTC is brought to you in part by Barty Farms, now over 115 years old and still growing. And we have Jack Otterbein.
Jack, are you there?
I am here.
Jack.
What a day. Sounds like my day.
Jack, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. But we're, you know, we're trying to get through it. TJ came to join me on the show as like a birthday surprise, and he's in another room. I can't see him, and now the wires aren't working, so I can't hear him. And I have to admit, I'm struggling a little bit. I mean, I'm usually pretty calm, cool, and collected on the radio, but I can feel myself being less than calm, cool, and collected internally. If I sound okay, that's good.
You sound fabulous.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little stressed. So when
Jared needs a little help, I think.
Oh yeah, well we need more than a little help, but we're getting through it. When are you leaving?
Hours from now.
Well, I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, just wanted to call and say hello and just remind people, pull out that grass seed, get that grass seed down. Now's the time to go, people.
Absolutely, and it's also a good time to start if you're doing any other kinds of planting. September is a pretty good time, which is, you know, maybe not this weekend, but maybe next weekend. If you have anything else that you want to get in the ground, now is a good time to do, not transplanting. You don't want to dig anything up, but if you have, you're going to pick something up and put it in a new spot or pull something out that's dead and replace it with something fresh, but don't transplant anything. But get your lawn done, get your planting in. The weather's going to break. I think we're done with the heat of summer. What do you think, Jack?
I hope so.
I
think we're going to get warm, a couple days warm this week, but not unbearable like
last
week.
Right. So I think, you know, the weather has snapped a little bit, and we're going to be in much better shape. So by the time you come back, everything will be perfect.
Yes, snow on the ground when I come back.
Well, you have a great trip, and we will
good.
Talk
Thank
soon.
You.
All right. Thanks, Jack. All right. Bye-bye now. All right. So, Jared, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. So what would you like me to do next?
Well, we have about a minute before the top of the hour, so maybe let's give the phone numbers one more time.
Okay, 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282.
And also, we're podcasting now. You can download
Please
shows.
Don't download this show.
Well, starting from the beginning of this month, actually. They're up online at WCTCAM.com.
Right. So there are shows on there that you can listen to via your computer whenever the spirit moves you, which is awesome. And what about the FM thing?
We are simulcasting on 93.5 FM. It's a low-power transmitter thing. I don't really know the mechanics behind it, but 93.5 FM, simulcast WCTC.
All right, Jared, I think we've gotten to the top of the hour.
We have.